You will see here. So see verse number 26. Please repeat.
Namanyanantasya hatatrapapatan Guhyani bhadrani kritani chasmaran Gamparyatan stushtamana gataspraha Kalam pratikshan vimado vimatsaraha.
Yeah. You see, here he says, hatatrapapatan. He became free from all material designations. He never thought, I am Dasiputra. He never thought like that. I was a Gandharva. He didn't think. He realized that actually, I am a devotee of Krishna. I am a servant of the Lord. So he says, I was simply chanting the holy name of the Lord and going from, traveling from place to place. And Guhyani Badrani Kritani Chasmaran. I was Kritani. In large pastimes, I was Smaran, remembering them in my mind and heart. Gam Paryatan. So I was traveling on Paryatan, traveling from place to place. How? Four qualities, he says. Tushtamana means completely satisfied, nothing more to hanker for. Gataspruhaha, free of all material desires. And Vimado, which means I never became proud or mad that I have become a great devotee or something like that. Vimatsaraha, I never became envious of any living entity. And Kalam Patikshan means, what is the meaning of that? I was actually waiting for the death to come. I didn't want to die as soon as possible because I was frustrated with the world. Nor that I wanted to live a long life. But whenever Lord wants to take me back, I will go. Like that I was living. Like that he says. Read the translation.
Thus, I began chanting the holy name and fame of the Lord by repeated recitation, ignoring all the formalities of the material world. Such chanting and remembering of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord are benedictory. So doing, I travelled all over the earth fully satisfied, humble and unenvious.
Read the purport.
The life of a sincere devotee of the Lord is thus explained in a nutshell by Narad Muni by his personal example. Such a devotee, after his initiation by the Lord or his bona fide representative, takes very seriously chanting of the glories of the Lord and travelling all over the world so that others may also hear the glories of the Lord. Such devotees have no desire for material gain. They are conducted by one single desire, to go back to Godhead.
Yeah. See, sincere devotee means we should be conducted by one singular desire, to go back home, back to Godhead. Yes.
This awaits them in due course of on quitting the material body. Because they have the highest aim of life, going back to Godhead, they are never envious of anyone, nor are they proud of being eligible to go back to Godhead.
Yeah, because who becomes envious if you want something in this world? You compare your money you have with somebody, or somebody is having something you wanted. Because this fellow doesn't want anything in this world. His aim is spiritual world directly, so it's nothing to envy, he says. So their only business is to chant and remember the name, fame, pastimes of the Lord. According to their personal capacity, that's another point. You don't have to be a big devotee or a famous devotee or a popular devotee. You can be an average devotee. According to your capacity, you chant, you hear, you remember the Lord and repeat to others, and you'll go back to Godhead, according to your capacity. Because all of us cannot do distribution of Krishna consciousness in a very big way like Srila Prabhupada did. But we try to do it as much as possible by us. And he has no material motivations in that, in doing so. So this verse is a very important verse, because this verse teaches the consciousness of a sincere devotee. So you see, I have marked it, life of a sincere devotee and the rewards that he receives. So that is explained in the 26 to 33. Yeah. So the 27th verse says, one who is fully absorbed in Krishna has no material attachments. He is easily freed from material attachment. That is explained. And then he quitted the body made up of five elements, as explained in 28. Then 29, in the next millennium, you know, when Brahma entered into Lord Vishnu and then came out, he also came out. And then after several years, he was born as the Manasaputra of Brahma. And it is said that he was born from Brahma's deliberation, which means the finest aspect of Brahma. He was actually the Bhakti avatar, Narada Muni. Just like our Kumaras were Jnana avatar, for Jnana, spreading Jnana. So Narada was born to spread Bhakti. And that is why you see the 31.
Antar bahishcha lokan strin paryemya skandita vrataha anugrahan mahavishnor avighatak gatik pachit.
Translation.
Since then, by the grace of the Almighty Vishnu, I travel everywhere without restriction, both in the transcendental world and in the three divisions of the material world. This is because I am fixed in unbroken devotional service of the Lord.
Yeah, see, he says, I am not like Marichi and others with material bodies under the influence of their karma, because they do fruitive activities, Marichi and others. I am not like Kumaras involved in Jnana. I am above the paths of the material engagement and renunciation. The material engagement is karmis, renunciation is jnanis. So neither am I like Marichi and others, nor I am like the Kumaras, he says. I worship the Lord and exist independently, he says. And then he says, the karma yogis don't go beyond the shell of the universe. They are stuck here because of material attachment. And the jnanis are afraid to enter into universe, because they always want to go out of the universe, jnanis. So I have neither fear of entering universe, nor am I unable to get out of universe. I am independent to go anywhere. I can go to Vaikuntha, I can go to Naraka, I can go to Swarga, I can come to, you know, Bhuloka. I am completely independent by Lord's grace. And in this way I am engaged in devotional service. Like that he is telling.
Devadattam imam veenam swara brahma vibhushitam murchayitva harikatham gayamanascharamyaham.
And thus I travel, constantly singing the transcendental message of the glories of the Lord, vibrating this instrument called a veena, which is charged with the transcendental sound and which was given to me by Lord Krishna.
Yeah, and Prabhupada says in the purport, he was singing the songs with Sarigama Padanisa. Sa 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 re 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 ga 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 ma 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 pa 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 da 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 ni 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 sa 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 ni 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 da 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 pa 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 ma 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 ga 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 ga. Like that he was singing. So you would sing all the ragas in the veena, glorifying the Lord. That is why even when we sing some nice ragas, we should offer it. We should sing it as an offering to the Lord. We should not sing ragas to delight. How wonderful is ragas coming out. So it should be sung as an offering, devotional offering. So Prabhupada says in the last line in that purport, following in the footsteps of Srila Narada Muni, a self-realized soul in the material world should also properly use the sound meters. Namely, see there also again Prabhupada is saying, Sarigama Padanesa, in the service of the Lord by constantly singing the glories of the Lord. Yeah. So in this way, Narada Muni has been traveling like this. See, another 33, you read the translation.
The Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, whose glories and activities are pleasing to hear, at once appears on the seat of my heart as if called for, as soon as I begin to chant his holy activities.
That means he's chanting Shuddha Naam, isn't it? As soon as you chant, immediately the Lord, they say that for pure devotees, when they say Krishna, immediately Krishna's form will come in their eye of their mind. Immediately they will see. Just like you have this, what do you call it? This lighter you have this, you've seen that? When you press the button of the lighter, that flame comes now. Similarly, for a pure devotee, Krishna, he says, immediately Krishna's form he will see. Next moment, not only the form, he will see the pastimes and the activities of the Lord, and in full-blown experience, he will forget the world around him. That is a pure devotee, like he says. And then Prabhupada is saying in the purport, read the second line, as soon as a pure devotee engages himself, yeah.
As soon as a pure devotee engages himself in the pure devotional service of hearing, chanting and remembering the name, fame and the activities of the Lord, At once he becomes visible to the transcendental eyes of the pure devotee by reflecting himself on the mirror of the heart by special television.
No, by spiritual television. At what television? By spiritual television. So the heart of a pure devotee is called as spiritual television. In the heart of the devotee, the Lord appears. Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
Therefore, a pure devotee who is related with the Lord in loving transcendental service can experience the presence of the Lord at every moment.
Yes. So we have to be related with the Lord in love, loving devotional service. Then the Lord will appear anytime. It's a natural psychology in every individual case that a person likes to hear and enjoy his personal glories enumerated by others. That's a natural instinct. And the Lord, being also an individual personality like others, is not an exception to this psychology. Because psychological characteristics visible in the individual souls are but reflections of the same psychology in the absolute Lord. The only difference is that Lord is the greatest personality of all and absolute in all these affairs. Therefore, the Lord is attracted by pure devotees chanting of his glories. There is nothing astonishing. Since he is absolute, he can appear himself in the picture of his glorification. The two things being identical. And then last line, you see what Prabhupada says. Nor the money penetrates into the presence of the Lord by transcendental chanting. So, we all chant Hare Krishna every day, but we are unable to penetrate into Goloka Vrindavan. Chanting becomes pure, like Advaita Acharya Prabhu called out the holy names. It went beyond the shell of the universe into Brahma Jyoti, into Vaikuntha, into Goloka, and it penetrated the spiritual world because it was a pure name and entered into the spiritual world, and Krishna heard it. Then he came down as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.